You heard about this collision yesterday on Seattle's Aurora Avenue Bridge, including a charter bus and a Ride the Ducks amphibious vehicle. Several KOW reporters have been covering that incident, and they filed this report yesterday.
I'm Carolyn Adolph, and I interviewed the two young men who were driving behind the duck just before the crash. Here's what they said.
I was in the tan SUV, and all of a sudden the duck bus just swerved across our lane and hit into, I guess, was it another tour bus? At that point, the other pickup truck came around, and then I hit him square on. It all happened so fast. I didn't really get a chance to see so much. So I got out of my car, and there were just bodies just everywhere. Just people laying in the street. They just got thrown from the duck bus. Their front left tire may have locked up. Something. I saw like a red liquid that was spewed across the my lane, and it appeared to be coming from that tire.
This is Liz Jones. I talked to two pedestrians here who were walking across the bridge at the time of the accident. One of them was a nurse, the other was her boyfriend. They were both visibly shaken, but they said as soon as they could, when they reached the scene of the accident, they just started helping whoever they could. Some people who had minor injuries, who had been involved in the accident, others who may have seen it happen and were just in shock or who were fainting. They said they helped about 10 people just try to get through that moment.
Well, it started off with just like a pregnant lady telling her to stare at her feet and turn around and go, you know, because she was just hyperventilating, way too upset. And it started with that. And then it went on to people who had passed out and were bleeding and neck injuries and chest pains and can't breathe.
I mean, there's debris on all these people. There's cuts. People have cut lips. There's few that may not even be alive or breathing. That we saw a lot of blood and people crying and just huge trauma going on.
And I'm Ruby DeLuna at Harborview Medical Center. This is where the seriously injured were sent. Spokesperson Susan Gregg says most of the injuries were to the face or to the head.
So we have 17 people that have come into Harborview, and 8 of those people are critical, 8 are serious, and 1 is satisfactory. And then the 30 other patients that went to other hospitals with less serious injuries are being treated. So that's a total of 47 patients involved in this. All I know is our youngest patient is 17, and we have older ones, but I know our youngest one is about 17. And we have a mixture of females to males. We have to be ready 24/7. When this happened, we had people positioned in the emergency department. We have a heads up of who might be coming in. I mean, as you know, you hear different numbers, but you just have to be ready. That's what we're here to do. We're the trauma center for 4 states, and we need to be ready for anything, and we are.
Again, 4 international students on that tour bus died. They were headed to student orientation for North Seattle College. There are still 15 patients at Harborview Medical Center this morning, and the hospital says 12 of them are in intensive care. 1 is in critical condition, and the UW Medical Center has 2 patients in intensive care in serious condition. The Aurora Avenue Bridge has reopened in Seattle. The investigation continues today. We'll follow it on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. News and information.